Welcome to Meandering Out Loud, an infrequent podcast that I do on virtual school meanderings. The focus of this Meandering Out Loud is actually going to be one of the blogging activities for the virtual schooling MOOC that I'm currently helping to facilitate. This week, or at least the first half of the week, Catherine Kennedy is doing a topic on research into the teaching of K-12 online learning. She asks us to create a Web 2.0 artifact that talks about or that reflects upon two of the resources that have been contributed by the many individuals who have worked with Catherine on this piece. The two that I'm going to focus upon were both contributed by Janice Silver of the North Carolina Virtual Public School. Essentially, she's posted a couple of videos there that, look specifically at online teaching with the North Carolina Virtual Public School, and then as part of those videos included in them were three YouTube clips. One was a vision for K-12 students, one entitled Paying Attention, and then one entitled A Vision of 21st Century Teacher. I'm going to talk about the first one and the third one. So a vision for K-12 students and a vision of a 21st century teacher. One of the things that I have a problem with when it comes to these videos is they actually play into stereotypes that aren't based upon research. Essentially, both of these videos are looking at our students as if they are, to use Prensky's term, digital natives, which if you look at the research that's out there on generational differences, Prensky and Tapscott and some others believe that students today have been so pervasively brought up within a digital culture with digital technology surrounding them that somehow their brains are wired differently and they think differently than you and I. If you look at the research around generational differences, one of the things that you'll notice that there is no support for any of this notion that kids are technically savvy. In fact, most of the research points to the fact that the amount of digital knowledge that they do have tends to be, as we'd say, a mile wide and an inch thick. It's very surface level, and they don't have a deeper understanding of how to use these things. The one thing that we can say about this generation, at least based upon the available methodologically reliable and valid research, is the fact that this generation is more narcissistic than ever. And that comes from the work of Jean Twenge. She's the author of a book called Generation Me from one of the University of California programs. I can't remember which one off the top of my head, but it's a good read if you look at it. But both of these videos, the vision of K-12 students today and the vision of a 21st century teacher, play into this idea that we need to use technology in order to engage the students. And that's a false premise. Essentially, technology is a tool, just like the blackboard is a tool, just like a pencil is a tool. And it's a useful arrow to have in our quiver of tools that we can use. It's not the be-all and end-all tool. It's a tool that can be deployed quite effectively in some instances, and in some instances quite ineffectively or ineffectively. So when we look at whether or not we should use technology in the classroom, be it in an online learning environment or in a traditional classroom, the thing that we have to ask ourselves is, what's the pedagogical rationale for doing so, and is it going to improve upon this? There's a growing body of literature that's looking at how technology essentially is decreasing the attention span of students today, and this notion that they can multitask more effectively, again, isn't supported by the research. So one of the things that we note with technology is it actually, in many instances, impedes learning or makes learning a little bit slower for students because of the fact that there are multiple channels coming at them and they haven't mastered that multitasking component as much as the popular media would have you believe that they have. So when you look at these videos, keep in mind the fact that they're playing on stereotypes that, while popular, aren't based upon research. There's a gentleman in, I think it's Australia, that refers to it as an inconvenient untruth, essentially something that makes intuitive sense but isn't actually based upon any sort of fact or based upon any methodologically reliable research. But because it's because it's something that makes sense to us, people tend to grab onto it, similar to learning styles. These are some of the caveats I would throw at you as you pay attention to some of these videos.